putting it all together with Dr. Mimi Cole. Dyslexics are very good at visualizing things in 3D and seeing how they change over time. I've tried to use this ability to design visuals, diagrams, videos, to use in my teaching to explain scientific concepts to my students. If you think that Dr. Mimi Cole is a modern-day Renaissance woman, you'd be right. Dr. Cole is professor of integrated biology, UC Berkeley, MacArthur Genius Fellow, member of the National Academy of Sciences, and by such diverse groups as the American Geophysical Union, International Society of Biomechanics, and American of Limnology and Oceanography. Mimi didn't discover she was dyslexic until she was 45 years old. The locks on the doors of her lab were changed to a coded keypad, and she struggled every morning getting in. Only after she had a formal diagnosis of dyslexia could she insist that her doors be changed back to standard key locks. Her friend Jack Horner, fellow dyslexic and MacArthur Award winner, had suggested to her that she might also be dyslexic. Sure enough, she was. Today, Mimi's research bridges many disciplines, including biology, physics, ecology, and engineering. She studies how tiny creatures like coral interact with their environment, and more generally, how body structures affect mechanical function in nature. In work involving how tiny crustaceans smell by flicking their antennae, she also was able to help in the design of a robotic lobster that someday may sniff out oil spills or detect explosives. She's also studied how bottom-dwelling organisms can withstand waves and currents and the aerodynamics of insects and gliding vertebrates. When Mimi spoke to our Dyslexic Advantage conference in the Bay Area, she told us how she remembered being fascinated by the movement of water at the beach as a child. Later, she built furniture for dollhouses, and her father, also probably dyslexic and a physics professor, let her work in his workshop. Today, she still looks at the physical interactions between hard and soft as she figures out answers to questions like how wave-battered marine organisms avoid getting washed away, or how soft-bodied organisms change shape and move through their ocean environment. For her, math equals fun, and her dad taught her tricks. As she got older, though, she was mistakenly told that math and building were things that boys do, so when she enrolled in college, Mimi majored in art. As an artist, she was fascinated by three-dimensional forms.